Monte Cecilia Housing Trust is a community housing provider that has provided transitional and community housing in South and West Auckland for almost 40 years. A key tool it has used to do this has been redirect contracts, where community housing providers arrange to lease houses from property owners, with the cost being split between the government and tenants. World Homeless Day on Sunday, Monte Cecilia has 279 families who have been approved to be housed, but who are waiting possibly indefinitely because no new homes to house them due to the government doing away with redirect contracts. Monte Cecilia CEO Bernie Smith says that what makes it even more baffling is that 240 of the 279 approved families are Māori or Pasifika, New Zealand's most vulnerable groups, who together represent 65% of the New Zealand housing wait register. Bernie Smith, CE for Monte Cecilia Housing Trust in Auckland, joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Kia ora, and thank you for your time this afternoon, Bernie.
Kia ora, Brian.
Well, firstly, Bernie, let's start with an overview of the homelessness situation currently in New Zealand.
Yeah, well, Brian, the housing wait register, where everyone goes that needs a state house, are assessed, and they sit there waiting for the appropriate house to be allocated to them. And at the moment, that's over 30,000 whānau across the country. So, you know, that's a hang of a lot of people today that are struggling to survive on a day-to-day basis, because they not only don't have a house, they don't have a place to call home. And we, as you stated, 65% are Māori and Pasifika, which is absolutely phenomenal. And we know that Māori and Pasifika are very vulnerable across this country, in our community as a whole. You know, I would expect the government to be pulling every lever potentially possible, no matter the cost, to resolve this issue.
I would say also exacerbating the current situation is the lockdown, especially, you know, in Auckland, where, 7-8 weeks into, how much, you know, worse does that make for those that are, you know, needing to be housed in our communities, Bernie?
Oh, look, it makes it even worse. And Brian, you'd be well aware, and your listening community would be well aware of just the stress and the anxiety this creates for Pasifika families, often living intergenerationally. So the fear and anxiety is absolutely at its pitch fever at the moment. There's mixed messaging on social media. Do I get vaccinated or don't I? There's the fear of, if I go out to the supermarket or the local shops, am I going to catch COVID? And then on top of that, they've got, you know, those that are housed or in overcrowded housing, they've got increased costs of water, heating, power, because they're stuck at home 24/7. And then there's food. And if you've got a teenager in your home at the moment, they'd normally eat you out of house and home. Now they're eating the groceries before they're even put in the fridge, basically. Because like us all, we like to snack when we're at home, and we probably snack and eat more than what we should. But these are the stresses and strains that most families are being confronted with, and particularly Auckland whānau at the moment.
Bernie, can you tell us more about redirect contracts and how they've been, you know, an asset in the work that you do at Monte Cecilia Housing Trust over the years?
So redirects, we started using them in 2017. So when the government finally recognised that we had a housing crisis in this country, and started opening up motels and transitional housing opportunities for families to get out of overcrowded circumstances and out of their cars and parks and lean-tos and garages and lodges that were all at risk for whānau, and particularly creating huge vulnerability for children, for health and all those sorts of things. So we created what we call a pathway of a housing solution, where we would lease a house from a housing investor, which could be a mum and dad retiree that have bought a second home, or it could be from a developer who has a social conscience but can't just give you the property. So they want to, they build it to turnkey, then they lease it to us. And families would pay 25% of their income, and the government would top that up with income-related rent. And we would know in places like Manuera, Mangere, Otara, those sorts of locations, if you can get a three-bedroom house under $500 or $600 a week, you're doing really, really well. And sadly, some of those houses aren't even good quality. But equally, what is sad is that if you're on a single income earning minimum wage, the $500 or $600 barely covers the rent. So then you've got to find money to pay the power, food, clothing for the children, all of those sort of other activities, fuel in the car, which means there's a reliance on government to prop up those families with benefits. So we really, last year we housed 130 families through redirects.
Recent announcement by the government with regards to $55 million funding to help community housing providers, Bernie, for capital to build homes, but not in Auckland, which sounds a bit confusing to me, in that, you know, I would assume that that would be where money would most be needed.
Oh, exactly, Brian. And I guess this is a double whammy for organisations like ourselves. But, all of our staff are housed. So we're thinking about families that turn up to our reception looking for a housing solution. And we're going to get to a point by Christmas that we're not going to be able to house anybody moving forward. And the redirects, the reason the government stopped it, because they believed they were subsidising investors and property developers with their mortgages. And while I agree with that to a certain extent, I guess the bottom line for me is, why stop it when we're in the middle of a crisis? We need to have every resource possible to create a housing pathway for the many in South Auckland. And I would claim personally that South Auckland's in the epicenter of homelessness and poverty in this country. And now to have the announcement, which was a general announcement, that community housing providers would be able to access the $55 million towards capital startup for new builds, then to be told when you apply for it, no, it's not for Auckland, it's for the regions. I'm just flabbergasted, because that, in my opinion, appears that the government is saying we can't afford to do it all across the country, we can only do it in the regions. And I maintain that the crisis hasn't changed in Auckland. It's continuing to grow and worsen.
So where to from here? I said in the introduction with regards to the, 279 families that have been, approved to be housed through yourselves at Monte Cecilia, where to for them? And, where to, what other avenues are there to be able to help, not just for yourselves, but other community housing providers across the country, Bernie?
So, Brian, to be quite open and frank, COVID is keeping me awake at night, but more so not being able to house families. Every New Zealander has a human right to be housed in a safe, warm, secure housing solution. So we've really dropped the ball as a country, I believe, for families that need to be secure. And COVID's really highlighted the need that we have our own homes where we can be safe and feel secure. And so where do we go from here? A very good question. What I will be doing is I'm calling all transitional housing providers across Auckland to come together on a Teams meeting, and we're going to discuss What can we do moving forward? And the only option, I believe, is to lobby the politicians to change their position, because it's only going to get worse before it gets better. So why stop it now?
Bernie Smith, Chief Executive at Monte Cecilia Housing Trust in Auckland. As always, Bernie, thank you so much for your time. So greatly appreciated. And all the very best for the ongoing amazing work at Monte Cecilia Housing Trust. Thank you. Take care.
Much appreciated for having me on, Brian. Thank you.